Good afternoon. After a relatively dry start to the day, a storm system along the eastern seaboard will team up with upper-level energy diving through the eastern Great Lakes to combine and produce showers and eventually steadier rain across interior New York and New England as we get deeper into the afternoon and toward the evening hours. Temperatures have struggled to climb and will remain well below average for this time of year. And with a fetch off the Atlantic Ocean, readings will only reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. Rain will continue with the slow-moving disturbance tonight, otherwise plenty of clouds and areas of fog and drizzle. We'll even see some wet snow mixing in as temperatures cool off into the 30s overnight across the highest terrain, perhaps even with some accumulating snow in the mountains, Vermont, and in the Adirondacks. As we get into the daylight hours on Tuesday, most of the steadiest rain will move out. However, with the upper-level disturbance overhead, we'll continue with clouds and scattered showers and chilly temperatures, and highs on Tuesday will stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Finally, this disturbance will lift out of the region, leaving us dry with partly sunny skies on Wednesday, with highs bouncing back to the lower 60s. The unsettled and active weather pattern will continue, though, as we head toward the end of the week, with another disturbance dropping in on Thursday with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. And right now, it looks like we'll avoid precipitation heading into the weekend, although we'll have to keep an eye on a few disturbances. We'll keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday in the lower 60s, then back to more sunshine Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front will continue to provide support for showers and thunderstorms across much of the eastern United States today. Locally heavy rain is possible, and thunderstorms could be strong to severe across the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast down to the Florida Peninsula. Much below normal temperatures from the Midwest to the Northeast will continue through the short range with daytime highs as much as 10 to 20 degrees below average. Meanwhile, an upper-level system moving into the southern plains will allow for showers and storms to expand from the high plains into western Texas. Locally heavy to excessive rainfall and strong to severe thunderstorms are both possible today. And the Weather Prediction Center and Storm Prediction Center have issued slight risks, respectively. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high 86 set in 2004, 1991, and in 1985, and the record low 30 in 2005 and 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight with wet snow in the mountains, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in today with highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain tonight, wet snow possible in the mountains and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight, wet snow in the mountains, and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle, then a steadier rain moving in later today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight, wet snow in the mountains and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with showers, upper 40s, partly sunny, lower 60s on Wednesday, a few showers on Thursday in the lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs on Friday in the lower 60s and mid to upper 60s over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.